The International Mastermind Association is a group of like-minded individuals who have come together based on the mastermind concept espoused in Napoleon Hill's book, Think and Grow Rich. As masterminders, we commit to coming together as a group on a regular basis for a coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. We come together to share knowledge with one another, support each other in setting and achieving our goals, and hold one another accountable to what we commit to do for ourselves. We set goals in 10 areas of our lives: spiritual, family, health, financial, business, civic, personal, educational, recreational, creativity. You must have goals and plans if you are going to succeed in any endeavor. After all, successful people have plans. Napoleon Hill said, quote, education, knowledge, and influence are more powerful than any exchange of money, end quote. For more information about International Mastermind Association, visit us on the web, internationalmasterminders.com, or once again, Facebook the group, International Mastermind Association.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Galen Bingham, the leadership strategist, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with the International Mastermind Association. I am so excited about this show. Every week we get on and we talk to guests. We talk through the book Think and Grow Rich, which is a classic written by Napoleon Hill. And this morning, at least once every chapter, we go without any guests. So today is that day. It is a masterclass conversation with just the co-hosts. And we are going to be discussing Chapter 10, Mystery of Sex Transmutation, which is the 10th step to riches. And like I said, there are no guests, only co-hosts. And you get a peek under the tent, a peek at what goes on behind the scenes before the mic comes on. And I'm going to warn you, you might want to hold on to something. You might want to grab your sheets a little closer, because this is going to be a pretty interesting conversation, if I know my co-hosts. So this is definitely a conversation. So before I bring my co-hosts in, I want to let everyone know that you can join the conversation by dialing 661-554-9219 and then hitting number one on your phone, and you will be tossed into the pool with these crazies and myself and ask questions. So let me bring in my co-hosts. Helping me guide the ship are two amazing ladies. And as I introduce each of them, I'm going to ask them to tell a little bit more about themselves and discuss any key ahas that they've taken from this chapter in particular, but anything that jumps out at them relative to this incredible book, this masterpiece written in the 1930s by Napoleon Hill. And first up is the speaker who only requires one name. You know, she's right up there with, I don't know, Madonna, Cher, you know, all the people that only require one name, and that is Miss Pagin. So, Pagin, join the conversation. Tell the audience a little bit about yourself and what did you get out of this book and this chapter in particular?
Well, I am so excited to be with my co-host, Galen. And this is going to be so much fun. My name is Pagin, as Galen has said, and I am the founder of Power Women Pro, which is Power Women, who are women leaders in business, speaking, and they're experts and authorities and brilliant at what they do. And I work with them to ensure that they move up rank, that they're seen, heard, bold, and brave, so that they can have the impact, influence, and inspire thousands to be able to be more prosperous and productive and just kick butt. And this chapter, I love, first I love Think and Grow Rich. I love I've been reading it since I've been about 18 years old, and I was sharing with Anne a little bit earlier that the work of the show has enabled me to go deeper and more profound into the book and really glean from it the information and the awareness, the self-awareness, because self-awareness is so critically important to success. You've got to know who you are and what motivates you and what makes you move and groove. And in this particular chapter of sex transmutation, it is a key piece that all listeners and anybody who wants to see next need to understand. I'm reading from page 202, and in the middle of the next to last paragraph, it says, the public speaker, orator, preacher, lawyer, or salesperson who is lacking in sex energy is generally a flop when it comes to being able to influence others. Coupled with the fact that the most people can be influenced only through an appeal to their emotions, and you will understand the importance of sexual energy as a part of the salesperson's native ability. Top salespeople attain the status of mastery in selling because they either consciously or unconsciously transmute the energy of sex into sales enthusiasm. And why this is so critically important is we are all salespeople. Mothers selling their children on taking the higher path, the better path for their own success. We as leaders influencing our teams to be more productive, to see opportunities, to be excited, to have projects, mission, and success. Whether it be, you may think that you are the introvert that doesn't lead anything, you exude energy. And the energy that we want you to, and Napoleon Hill is saying, is master your sexual energy. I love what one of our hosts had shared about was the geeks of the world, the Bill Gates, the people, the nerds, who are super successful in business, the guys and gals who weren't maybe being the people sought after for dates in high school and college. But they transmuted their energy to be focused on being innovative and creative. So that's why I'm excited about this, because we need to transmute that energy to be our highest best self. That's what I got to say.
Well, fantastic. Well, that's a good start. I know that we're going to have a whole lot more of the conversation that we had before the mic went live. So that was kind of sanitized version. And I am looking forward to this conversation to say nothing less. So the leader of this group, the person who started the whole thing, she seduced almost everyone into joining her every Saturday morning at the greatest hour possible to have this conversation. None other than Miss Anne McNeil, the Master Builder. So, Miss Anne, please come on, share with the group a little bit more about yourself and what you got out of this particular chapter.
Absolutely, Galen Anne McNeil, the Master Builder, helping you to build a stronger and better life, gaining clarity and profit in your desires. And so today's desire is to discuss the mystery of sex transmutation. And depending upon which version our listeners are using, our version is chapter 10. And I'd like to start with my aha from the meaning of the word transmute. The author says, is in simple language, the changing or transferring of one element or form of energy into another. The emotion of sex brings into being a state of mind. And so when I think about my aha, and as we discussed this chapter, Galen, it takes me back to the beginning of the realization revelation for me that I could transfer this energy in my, I wouldn't go back to my youth because I didn't read this until 1979, but right around that time was, and we had a previous guest that talked about having a high sex energy, and I won't get too much into that, but I think that for most of us that are successful, like the book tells us, and McGee just read that section, I tell people, I don't date, I marry. I don't date, I marry. So we'll, we'll hold that. We'll put a pin in that. And so.
Yeah, put a pin in that. When you,
so when you think about the energy and being busy, and so for those successful women or men that's listening to the show, when you think about being busy at a certain point in your business and your life, the last thing you want to think about is a date. How do you transfer that energy, going back to what McKee talked about early, when you know, when we're very young and we have this energy and we're not clear what to do with it, oftentimes we go inside. So needless to say, if you can just use the figment of your own imagination about my energy as we delve into this chapter, five businesses, I am a busy person. But being a busy person and living in this book and understanding the value of learning, and Bikini and I talked about Charlotte Tremendous Jones before the show started, and I said one of the main things that I learned and I'm learning from Charlotte Tremendous Jones, who was the author of Life is Tremendous, he shared with me personally, I was talking about, you know, lessons learned, and he said, and, you know, I used to say lessons learned past tense. In other words, he put an ED on the end of learn. He said, but the more I live, the more I'm realizing I'm learning the lessons, because oftentimes I tend to repeat it, which suggests I didn't learn it. And so living in this chapter and beginning to learn how to transmute the energy, my own personal energy, from one form to another, having a high sex drive, energy drive, like Miss All Purpose talked about last week. But I am excited to help others as we talk about this subject consider having a desire for yourself. Business, vision, goal, purpose, money. When you have that desire for something that is tangible, you then can learn how to take the sexual desire, transfer it into that monetary desire, and learning how to earn, learning how to enhance your craft, learning how to do something else with that energy versus using it for other purposes. So we can get into Galen talking about the other areas with the mind stimuli and all of those things. I'm just excited to start the conversation because, as we discussed prior, we would have a conversation like we do before we start the show versus having a scripted Q&A. And we do want to encourage all of our listeners to please press 1 on your dial, like Galen said earlier, and join this conversation because we are ready for you. All right, Galen.
Fantastic. So we're going to go to a commercial, and we're going to understand all the steps that go into Napoleon Hill's formula for thinking and growing rich. But as Ms. Ann said, really want you to start thinking about questions, how you can join this conversation. It is kind of off-putting at the very beginning to have a book about success, a book about gaining riches, and right dead smack in the middle of that book, there's a book on sex. So this is going to be an interesting conversation. So again, get ready to go to a commercial, but I want you to write down that you need to call 661-554-9219 and then hit number 1 so that you can join the conversation and speak with Ms. Ann McNeil, with Pagin, with myself, and we promise that we're gonna field all your questions and hopefully answer most of them. So give us a call, but let's hear all the steps of Napoleon Hill's process, and we will be back with you on the other side.
Number one is desire. Napoleon Hill said that everything starts with a burning desire, a compelling reason for doing what it is we do. Step two is faith, having belief in our ability to attain that which we desire. Step three is what we call auto-suggestion. Auto-suggestion simply means being very intentional about the things that we are pouring into our thoughts, into our brains, and into our consciousness. Our brains, our minds, will receive everything automatically. But we have to work extra hard to make sure that the positive things are what we are feeding ourselves, because those positive thoughts are going to turn into positive actions. Step number four is specialized knowledge. No one person knows everything, even about whatever their particular area of expertise might be. And the value of the mastermind principle is using the specialized knowledge of other people. Step number five is imagination, the workshop of the mind. Everything starts with our imagination and our thoughts, the burning desire to transform those thoughts into our reality. In order to do that, we have to take a look at step six, which is organized planning. That is how we crystallize our desire into action, organizing ourselves. Having the thought and not acting on the thought isn't going to get us anywhere. We have the thought, we go through the organized planning to transform that thought into action. Step number seven is decision. What Napoleon Hill said is the mastery of procrastination. Napoleon Hill said that the antidote to procrastination is simply to make a decision and then move on that decision. Step eight is persistence. We have to have a sustained effort, which is induced by our faith, in order to achieve our goals. One of Napoleon Hill's books I love, even the title, 3 Feet from Gold. Those people who became rich during the gold rush in the Wild Wild West days didn't do that because they were necessarily smarter or had better information than anyone else. It's because they stayed just a little bit longer. Sometimes people left when they were just literally 3 feet from gold. So hanging in there, being persistent, is step number eight. Step number nine, the power of the mastermind, the driving force. None of us can accomplish anything on our own. Everybody, I don't care who you are, from the most prominent person to the person who might be considered the lowest on the totem pole, everybody has someone who helped them get to where they are. And the power of the mastermind is being able to use those influences around us. Use the thoughts, use the knowledge, use the exploration of other people to help us in achieving our goal. Step number 10, the mystery of sex transmutation. This title can be a little confusing, but essentially what the mystery of sex transmutation means is that we oftentimes in our society think of sex as being purely physical. It is absolutely physical, but what Napoleon Hill teaches us is that sex also has an emotional element, and that sex is the strongest of our desires. That if we can take our sexual energy, transform that into positive, creative influences, it can propel us to new heights. And so we spend quite a bit of time talking about the mystery of step 10, which is sex transmutation. Step number 11 is the subconscious mind, which Napoleon Hill tells us is the connecting leap between our human mind and the infinite intelligence, the source of all thought, the source of all creativity. Conscious mind, we spent some time talking about how we use that through the influence of auto-suggestion and what we're feeding into our mind. Step number 12, which is the brain, the broadcasting and receiving station of thought. Final step number 13, the sixth sense, the door to the temple of wisdom. This is the final step through which infinite intelligence may and will communicate voluntarily without any effort from or demands by the individual. The principle is the apex of the philosophy. It can be assimilated, understood, and applied only by first mastering the other 12 principles.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/ Masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
And we're back. We are back, and we are talking about sex transmutation. So get your minds right. Get your minds right. So one of our co-hosts was actually at an engagement. She had something really, really important that she was going to be leading, and she heard that we were talking about sex transmutation, and she decided to join us. So Ms. Ursula Odom, please join the conversation. Tell the audience a little bit about yourself, and then what did you get out of this chapter, and why did you decide to put everything else that you were working on hold and join this conversation?
Good morning. I'm physically out of place, but I couldn't not be on with the group because it was tempting to just listen, but Lord of mercy, what a conversation is going to happen today, and I couldn't be away from that. And my engagement is just that I'm physically out of place. Okay, so this chapter, my aha was on page 205, which talks about seldom does an individual enter upon highly creative effort in any field or endeavor before age 40. And that was kind of fascinating to me because at that age, I was creating a hurricane in my life. I left corporate America. I started making trouble with the person I was married to. It's like, okay, I'm tired of this. I want to do something different. and then I started my own business. And now, looking back on it, it was like, okay, so maybe stuff was going on in my life that said, okay, you have learned a lot of stuff. Now it's time to put some of this into action. And that was the driving force in my life at that time. And when I read this part of the chapter, it talked about up until that time, you're chasing the opposite sex, or you're chasing everything, money, you're chasing trying to build a house and do all of these things, status, all of that is happening. And then you say, okay, let's get a grip. And you start moving toward the things that you really want in life based on you as an individual and your goals and your dreams. And what the chapter actually says is that when you're chasing sex for the physical only, then basically you've lost your mind, and it can be almost criminal, the things that people do. But when you add love to that, then all of a sudden you become calm and you become focused. And that is exactly what happened in my life. And we'll talk more about that. When all of the good things came together, it was an extremely productive time frame. And now transferring that over into what I'm doing now, it's just great. So I didn't tell who I am, got all into this because you set it up that way. I am the CEO of Sula 2, and we make old new in everything we do, in that we capture, preserve, and present legacy information in any form that we can, from books to documentaries about the life, the story. And I believe that every individual has at least one extraordinary story, even if you're average and ordinary. So that's who I am, and I am waiting for this conversation. It has to be awesome if I can just get a grip myself. Take care.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad you decided to join in instead of sitting back and listen. And I'm going to encourage everyone to join in. This is not a conversation that you're going to be able to just sit back and listen. Trust me. So that number again is 661-554-9219. And then you hit number one, and you will be added to the conversation. This is Galen Bingham. I am the leadership strategist. I am an executive coach who specializes in helping leaders, particularly in the consumer goods industry, accelerate company results and maximize their personal bonus by crushing their most important goals and conquering stubborn problems. That's my deal. That's my passion. And for me, there's a key passage that's on page 207, and I'll just read a little bit of it for you. It says, "The road to genius consists of the development, control, and proper use of sex, love, and romance. The process involves encouraging the presence of these emotions as the dominating thoughts in one's mind and discouraging the presence of all the destructive emotions. The mind is a creature of habit. It thrives upon the dominating thoughts that are fed to it. Through the faculty of willpower, one may discourage the presence of any emotion and encourage the presence of any other. Control of the mind through the power of will is not difficult. Control comes from persistence and habit. The secret of control lies in understanding the process of transmutation." And, you know, one of the – I don't watch a whole lot of television, but I do really, really get enthralled and enamored by this show called Unsung, where they talk to usually music and singers and musicians and music groups, and they tell the story behind the story. And I can't remember the artist that they were profiling at the time. But it, you know, he was describing the first time he was in the studio, and he was wanting to get it right. I don't know if this was Al Green. I don't know who it was, but it was a group that or a singer that my dad introduced me to, and you know, the comment was, "Yeah, you got all the words right. Now you just got to put some sex on it," and it was interesting. That was the comment coming from the booth, that you've got all the words right, you're doing and you're saying all the right things, you just got to put some sex on it. And when he took that feedback and he said he sang the exact same words, but he put more of himself, more of his feeling into it, and literally put some sex on the song, it sounded like a totally different song. And, you know, I think that they made just a few more modifications and edits to it before it became a classic that we are singing 40 years later. And so I think that really does speak to me relative to what it is that we do, whatever that is. There's a process where we have to learn the tactical, the elements of what it is that we have to do. We have to learn the skills, and you go to school for that. You can take a class. You can watch a video and learn those skills. But until you put some sex on it, until you put your own little flavor on whatever it is that you're doing, it will never, ever be as profitable. It won't be yours. It won't be as successful as you hoped that it would be, if you were just doing the task itself. So that's kind of what I got out of this chapter. That's what I'm getting out of this book. This is an amazing book where he literally walks you through all the steps that are required for being successful, as detailed by all of the successful mavens that he talked to in developing this formula. But it, you know, you can follow the advice of Andrew Carnegie, you can follow the advice of all these amazing people, but until you put some sex on it, it's not going to work out right. So,
you are just keeping going there, aren't you?
Thoughts. Yeah, those are my thoughts. We're gonna go to a commercial break. Those are my thoughts. But on the other side of this commercial, oh, goodness help me. We're going to open up all the mics, and we're just going to have a conversation with everyone at once, and God help us where we may go. So let's go to a commercial, and we'll be right back.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com. Or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-302002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-302002.
All right, so we're back, and all of the lights are lit. All of the co-hosts are in the room. And, Pagin, since you couldn't wait to get in, I'm going to go to you first. But anyone, everyone just jump in. Who wants to go? Who wants to get into this? And, Pagin, I'm going to call you out.
Put sex on it. That is going to be one of my mantras now. If I'm, that was my favorite paragraph, too. But what you just said about the story and put sex on it is going to be one of my words. One of the things that you were sharing, the next line, which I think is such a powerful line, which is when any negative emotion presents itself in one's mind, it can be transmuted into a positive and constructive emotion by the simple process, the simple procedure of changing one's thoughts. And, Galen, I got to tell you, that put sex on it concept is such a great little capture piece because it's that enthusiasm, it's that energy, it's that excitement, it's that anticipation. And it is with anything that you're doing, if you're putting those emotions, excitement, anticipation, enthusiasm, that cool, suave vibe on it, that makes you magnetic. And when you're in negative emotion, when you're having some negative thoughts or negative energy, that does a complete opposite. And what I am so glad that we're talking about this and you sharing your story is if you have a trigger word or statement that enables you to shift. So I have a chance that I teach everybody is to be feisty, be fearless, be focused, have fun, to raise your energy, right? You use those to raise your energy. The put sex on it is such a cool word of just a cool statement of put the magnetism on it, put the energy. And I could just imagine Anne McNeil and Ursula being in the meetings and going, put sex on it.
Before you get in here, I'm gonna call out Pagin a little bit more because I know that, we're all busy folks, and right now you are on your way to a speaker school, and mm-hmm. it's one thing for people to. These are going to be professionals already attending the school, so they're going to know the tactical parts of how to speak, right? None of us are going to be afraid. All of us are going to know how to construct a talk. But one of the things that they're going to be going to learn is how do they put their own personal attitude, their own personal thing on their topic, and that's literally going to be one of the things that you're going to be teaching. So I think this is an absolute perfect time for you to share some of that. So I'm glad you joined that in. I'm sorry.
I just wrote a card that said put sex on it because that's going to go for the next 2 days of this training that I'm participating in. Oh, we are going to put sex all over it.
Okay, now I have to jump in.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ursula. Oh, I have to yield to Ursula. Go ahead, Ursula.
No, I was just quickly going to say, when Pagin was talking about using that, you know, put sex on it, and then she changed it to magnetism, what went through my mind was, whew, okay, because I could just imagine the actual words being said and people kind of freaking out. But now it's transmuted into when you come up with your own word that means put sex into it, people will then begin to wonder, well, why she has such a big smile on her face when she says that? And because it's your secret word to yourself that means put sex into it.
Absolutely.
There is a book entitled Personal Magnetism. Yes, there's a book entitled Personal Magnetism. I'd encourage you all to get it, and we can talk about it later. But it takes this chapter and makes it live in terms of how do you actually transmute that energy into a different form. But as we were listening, I started writing, who are some of the people, and one person came to mind just automatically, that represents that. And I wrote Steve Harvey's name down because as a man, I think men can really relate to Steve Harvey. Back when he was on that show as that teacher, he was just a teacher like all the other guys and all the other women. But he had this swagger. He had that smile. And he was just a cool brother, right? Now when we look at him, now he's still that cool brother, but now he has continued to learn. And he is also a think and grow rich expert, right? And he's read the book. But he's learning how to transmute that energy into another form called cash. Okay? All right? So I want to ask all of us to think about people that we may know. Well, we may not know them, but we know of them who did not use this sexual energy in a proper manner, and it became their detriment. Now we're just hearing about them on, you know, social media, on the media, period. You know, they're falling from grace. A lot of things that they built are now torn down because the truth is coming to the light in terms of how they have dealt with some things like their sexual energy and not being able to contain it and really truly put it to the highest and best use. And I just like for each of you, if you don't mind, can you just think of one person each?
Oh, that's easy. I'm not gonna talk about mine until after the commercial break because once I get started, it's gonna be tough. So. Let's do this. Let's take a hot second. Let's go to a commercial break. On the other side of that commercial, I am going to reveal that person for me that really kind of personifies what you were just talking about, Miss Ann. So let's take a hot second, and we'll be back in a bit.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.
All right, and we are back. Before the break, we were hearing from all of the co-hosts, but Ms. Ann suggested something that I took as a literal challenge. To think of someone that puts, as we've been saying, puts some magnetism, puts some sex on what it is that they do, and that has really meant the difference relative to their success. And I'm going to tell you, for me, there is one person that comes to mind, and I'm sure I've got some of my friends listening, and they're going to know this to be true. I consider myself to be a bit of a romantic. I'm a one woman kind of guy, and I promised almost 25 years ago to love and forsake all others except for Janet Jackson. So for me, you know, this has been this thing since I was 13. I can't get away from it. Those seven steps did not work. She is, for me, just, I will forsake all others with the exception of Janet Jackson. And because she just puts whatever that little extra special something is on all of her songs, and she's speaking to me. So, and that has made her, that has turned her into one of the icons of music, of pop music, of R&B music. So that's an example of someone for me. Who's someone that you're thinking of?
Wow. You know, like I have, there are so many people are jumping into my head. You know, because of the conversation of one of the interviewees that we had, where he really spoke about the sexual energy of geeks and dweebs and nerds, that has sent me in the last couple of weeks to really look at some of these leaders like Bill Gates, right, who is so far from anything physically that I am attracted to, right? But what his message and what he's not only created from the business of Microsoft, but the creation of his philanthropy and service, and the knowledge that how he is magnetic. He is this very magnetic person that is very quiet, right? So he's an introvert, and he's very quiet. And oh God, I just went blank on Biltwell Industries. And you invest in his stuff and go every year to his annual board of directors meeting. But you'll remember who I'm talking about. But I think that those are
Warren Buffett.
So I think that Warren Buffett is another person whose compassion, whose endearing qualities, who he too, like you, Galen, you know, very long-term marriage, didn't need to go by the big, you know, was just very focused on being just a good guy. In Yiddish, it calls being a mensch, just a nice guy, you know?
Mm.
And yet, you know, he wouldn't be seen as somebody that, you know, he diverted his sexual energy probably because he was such, you know, nobody was paying attention to him when he was younger. And it was as, and he just did his thing. That's where he was going to plow his energy in, to developing and building a business. I think that's really just amazing. I think, you know, I was watching Miss Lagarde, who's now the head of the World Bank, right? And so I always say to women, you know, embrace your dominatrix, in, you know, in meetings, embrace that. Embrace your power to exude and be strong and be, you know, and move with, how did you describe it? I think you described it, Anne, as a swagger. You know, there's, when you kind of embrace that swagger, that your confidence is at a whole different level. Your sense of who you are and why you do what you do is so strong that it's just you are attracting what you want, and people feel you. And I think that they're not feel you from touching you, but feel you from your energy. And that's where I go. And, of course, Anne, you also said about people who And he talks about it, Napoleon Hill talks about it in here, about people who, you know, just were in so in love with somebody and that moved them to succeed, and then they got power and they got rich and they lost their way, and then they had to crash and burn. And certainly we have so many people in social media that we, you know, in news that we know that. And, you know, that's the other part of it. The other part about it is that you have to know that love is what sexual transmutation is all about. Love is the power.
Yeah, Galen and Satine and Erzak, I want to just interject something here for our listeners. And as we're all talking, a question came to my mind to just make sure that all of our listeners understand the reason we're having this conversation is to help all of us, especially younger people who may be listening. We want to make sure you understand that whatever you're going through in terms of trying to find your space and your place, learn how to transfer your energy. That's what this show is really about. Even though, you know, we're talking about a lot of different things, what can you glean from this conversation we're having to help you get to the next level in your business and your life and your relationships by understanding that whatever you're feeling emotionally is okay. It's all right. Now, how do you transfer that into your dreams and your goals and the actions you need to take? So I just wanted to just interject that, and we can go ahead and continue the dialogue. But we have people that may have just joined in or may listen in the future and have absolutely no idea what are we talking about, sex. You're talking about the transference of your sexual energy into the energy that you can use, and learning how to use, first of all, acknowledging, but learning how to use it to achieve your goals. Okay.
As for me, Ursula, to go to the question that Anne posed to us about the person, I'm going to go from the provocative to the personal. The first person that came to mind was James Brown. And the reason for that is I'm building a legacy wall right now, and somebody produced a picture of themselves with James Brown on it because they wanted that picture on the wall. Well, I looked at that and I went, oh. First, I was so surprised that he was so much shorter than everybody else on the picture. But then there was something that those tight pants were showing that wasn't so short. So I said, I can't do that. Today, that would be the only thing that people see. But it helped me understand how he transferred that energy in a good way, because he, you know, there's some controversy about that. I mean, in a bad way, but in a good way, he turned that energy into some pretty awesome songs and energy on that stage. So we get the whole picture now. But for me, based on what Galen said, my Janet Jackson is, goodness, it just went out of my head. Lean on Me person.
Lean on Me.
Yeah, him. But what really brings it to me is Grandma's Hands. Now that's the one that I really, really gravitated to him about, because it's about who I am and what I do. I started out at my grandmother's feet and telling the stories that she used to tell, and that song, I've woven it into Bill Withers. I've put it into a lot of the things that I've done, because it speaks to why I do what I do. And then the last thing I want to say about this is kind of almost an aha as well, is that when I was listening to the 13 steps, and realized that what's coming up is the subconscious mind, and when I talked about things happening at age 40, well, that is so... and aha, that the next thing we're going to talk about is the fact that we're going to get a grip on what we're doing, and the subconscious mind won't be going crazy again. It'll be working on our behalf, because we've gotten all the rest of the stuff understood. We understand that energy, and now we can calm down and let let the subconscious mind actually work for us and achieving our goals. So that's a lot of stuff in one little statement, but that's where I am at this point.
No, I think you're right. I think you're right. And we're going to go to another quick commercial. Before we do that, I think we may have a question on the line. Do we have a caller coming in?
Yes, we do. Let me bring her on. Hold on. Hi, this is Pagin. What's your name?
Hi, this is Rose. I've been listening to, I've been calling weekly, listening to you guys talk about this chapter. And I am also part of a mastermind group. And I did not expect to get as much into this chapter as I did. But I was thinking about, well, for me, the person that was my Janet Jackson, I was practicing about your, the person you brought up was Janet Jackson. I thought mine was like, I grew up listening to LL Cool J. So when I thought about sex appeal, that was like the first person that really popped up in my head. But I wanted to think about another way about the word sex transmutation, because I think sometimes when people hear that word, even in my mastermind group, you think of more of the act versus more of the energy. And so a way of me understanding the chapter, I thought about the energy to attract, whether it's people and learning how to focus that energy to attract what you want. So I think that's another way that kind of helped me understand the chapter. And I do enjoy, did enjoy you guys talking about this chapter. Thank you.
Right. LL Cool J, ladies love Cool James. All right. All right.
Her comment makes me want to go.
Go ahead.
I was just saying, her comment makes me want to go back and evaluate what the laws of attraction and how they introduced that book, because now she may have tapped into what that's all about, is really that one chapter being changed in terms of how it's presented. I'm curious now.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, let's go to a quick commercial break, and then on the other side of the commercial, we will take a few more callers. So definitely get your fingers to going on the telephone dial. And boy, there is no telephone dial anymore. I don't know why we said it anymore. But just call in 661-554-9219 and hit 1, and you can join this conversation. We are on the line talking about sex transmutation, and we would love to take your call. So let's go to a quick break, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Blog Talk Radio program of the International Mastermind Association. We are here every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com/masterminders. You can listen to this and the other shows anytime on the web by visiting blogtalkradio.com/masterminders, or join us live during the show by calling 661-554-9219. The call-in number again, 661-554-9219. If you wish to join the conversation during the live show, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. You can also join us in the chat room or log on through your Facebook account.
All right, and we're back. We are talking about the mystery of sex transmutation, which is the 10th step to riches as detailed by Napoleon Hill in his classic Think and Grow Rich. And before the break, we've been talking about everything from how do you transmute, or how do you exchange or convert sex energy into something that can lead to you achieving your goals or you achieving riches, whatever the case might be. And one thing I want to correct, because I hear a lot of misunderstanding on the show already, and I want to correct that. I feel a responsibility to correct that so that no one goes out with improper information. Everyone seems to be calling in trying to give their Janet Jackson. There is no other Janet Jackson. There's only one Janet Jackson. And I just wanted to just correct that. There are no other Janet Jacksons out there. And you know, and like I built into my marriage vows, I am forsaking all others except for Janet Jackson. So, you know, my wife has this understanding that, you know, hey. So what are your key ahas? I'm going to bring back in all of my co-hosts. What are your key ahas from this conversation, from this chapter, from the book in general? What are your thoughts so far?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is we don't play in your sandbox, that's for sure.
Oh, Ursula, you're so bad. One of the things that was coming up for me is that, you know, the power of love is spiritual. And it says on page 209, the major difference, so it comes from the bottom. So, people understood the difference. There would be no problem and disappointment if people understood the difference between the emotion of love and the emotion of sex. The major difference is that love is spiritual, while sex is biological. Love is chemistry. Sex is physics. No experience that touches a human heart with a spiritual force can possibly be harmful except through ignorance or jealousy. Love is, without question, life's greatest experience. It brings one into communion with infinite intelligence. When mixed with the emotions of romance and sex, it may lead one far up the ladder of creative effort. The emotions of love, sex, and romance are sides of the eternal triangle of achievement building genius. Nature creates geniuses through no other force. I just want to be able to, and I think that is so incredibly powerful, because while we're chuckling about sex and all that, this is really what he's saying is the power comes from love, sex, and romance. And I want to stress something important here is that people say, well, I don't have somebody. Well, there might not be anybody in my life. I will say to you that the first love and romance is with yourself. Of falling in love with who you are and falling and being, you know, I write myself love letters. I send them to me. I send myself flowers. I nurture my own self-love so that I can experience love in all forms and shapes. But I'm not dependent on somebody else's love. I'm dependent on me manifesting and creating an experience of loving myself. And then being able to transmute that sexual energy to my own success. And I've been married for over 34 years. I adore my husband. He's just awesome. And over the years, I knew that my relationship enhanced and grew, and certainly my business enhanced and grew, when I learned to love myself and to be kind and romantic to myself.
Okay, so like I'm jumping in way too much, but that actually spoke to what I was thinking about before she began, is that there are two times in my life when I am most productive. That's when I'm in a great relationship or I'm not, meaning that I'm not dating anyone and I'm not looking for anyone. The times that I'm least productive is when I'm wanting to be in a relationship and you're like on the hunt. But I am very, very productive when I've decided I'm just going to be by myself and do what I got to do. And I'm okay with that. That has been some really good times when I'm just doing what I got to do and that's all I'm concerned about. Or I'm in a productive relationship where we work together. I had a situation where we were partners. We were teamed together, and I mean, there was nothing better. So it can be either or, and either one can be fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I want to bring in Ms. Ann, not only to hear her ahas, but have her talk about the annual meeting. But one of the people that came to mind when I was listening to both Ursula and Pragin is someone that I've really found who seems to be really, really attracted to his own success, and he's committed to his success. And that brings with it a certain level of magnetism, that brings with it a certain swagger, and that's Will Smith. And one of the things that he said that I could absolutely relate to, and this is actually, when I heard him say this, it really changed my view of him, and I then became a gigantic fan of not only his artistry, but of him as a person and some of the interviews that he's done. He said that the only thing I see that's distinctively different about me is that I'm not afraid to die on a treadmill. You might have more talent than me, you might be smarter than me, but if we get on a treadmill together, there are only two things. Either you're getting off first or I'm going to die. And it's really that simple. And, you know, it's that commitment, it's the love that he shows for his craft, that he's willing to take care of his craft and do whatever he has to do to be at the top of his game, that for me is incredibly attractive, right? And I think that's, you know, again, I was reminded of that when I was listening to both Ursula and Pragin talk about that it's not necessarily always a sexual attraction, but it could be just a commitment, a magnetism to what another person is doing or willing to do in order to be successful. So, Ms. Ann, what are your key thoughts, and tell us about this annual meeting.
Galen, I wanted to say drop the mic and let's end the show as Pragin was talking, because she really summed it up for a lot of us. As we think about the different relationships we have with ourselves and that we have with other people. And so as a part of that, it brought to mind my aha from the book is on page 191, and it sums up a lot of what a lot of the book says for me and to me. And it very basically says, research has disclosed two significant facts. The individuals of greatest achievement, keyword greatest achievement, tend to be those who have highly developed sexual natures and who have learned the art of sex transmutation. Generally speaking, this is number two, generally speaking, those who have accumulated great fortune and achieved outstanding recognition in literature, art, industry, architecture, I'm going to add the word construction, and the professions were motivated by the okay, I'm having too much fun. Okay, I am motivated. This is personal. I am motivated by the influence of romantic love for another person. Now, I said all of that to say this is a learned skill. You don't have to be born with this. You can learn it. That's what this chapter is about. How do you learn how to shake a hand properly, depending upon your culture? Because we do know that everybody don't shake hands the way we do. But let's say the way we shake hands, Americans. If you put your hand out there, male or female, and somebody puts their hand out there and they give you a dead fish, that is the transference of energy, like it or not. And depending upon who the person is, if they give me a dead fish, I will privately ask them to, you know, step aside. Are you open for coaching? And I will put my hand back out. I'll ask them to do it again and go through all of that. And then I'll say, now let me give you back what you gave me. Now, this is nothing but a moment of transferring energy. And I'll ask the question, now how does that feel? When we did it the first way, the way you gave it to me, and then we did it a different way where we, you know, part, you know, the web of my hand to the web of your hand. The web of my hand to the web of your hand. And you could feel the energy go from one hand to the other, and I'm looking right in your eyes. And I can feel the energy right now as I describe it. I'm looking right in that person's eyes. That person can be a minor, a high schooler. It could be an old person. It could be a business person or not. But the point is learning. This is a skill. The transference of sexual energy into another form can be learned. So now that I've shared my aha from the chapter, I'll transfer this energy over to
I was ready. I was ready to pass the hat. I thought you were in church.
Okay. All right. So the transference of energy can be demonstrated in showing up with us on January the 3rd, which is a Friday night. We do have open mic for you to share. But on the 4th, which is January the 4th, that Saturday, at the Embassy Suites Hotel in Boca Raton on Yamato Road, you can get the details by going to internationalmasterminders.com website. But we encourage all of you to join us. Bring your life in writing. And what that means is bring your mission, your vision, your affirmation for your life, your goals in the 10 areas that were discussed earlier. What is your plan for each one of those goals? Write it down, and it should be a minimum of 10 pages. We'll talk about that on another show. Why? Because you take each category and you put it on one page. And then you use your goals, your thoughts, transference of that energy over time, and you bring that in writing every single year. You bring us a copy that we keep. You keep a copy, and every time you come back, every January, we hand back to you what you gave to us. And when I tell you, Galen, Ursula, Begin, and all of our listeners, the people who have come consistently for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, and for them to actually be able to look back on their life in writing, it is a phenomenal experience. This is the power of the International Mastermind Association Think and Grow Rich Mastermind Process, which, of course, I call the McNeil Factor. And it is just life-changing. So that is what we're looking to do, and the investment is only $79 for now, because we will be changing that for members only. But for right now, anybody is welcome. And you can, like I said, you can go to our website and get the details, or you can go to Eventbrite and just search the word Think and Grow Rich Annual Accountability. So, Gator, we're going to look forward to seeing all of our listeners there, and I'm very excited about this chapter and going into the next. That's it for me.
Well, fantastic. Well, fantastic. Well, I think that is a great place to close yet another show. This has been an incredible conversation, and I'm actually personally excited that I was able to survive with three ladies on the line. My good friend and fellow co-host, Peter James, Dr. Peter James, I think he's in Europe or Prague or somewhere doing his thing. But this has just been a great conversation, and I would encourage everyone, if you do not have a copy of this book, then you are doing yourself a disservice. You are chasing a dream that is just literally dependent upon luck if you don't have a plan for how you're going to succeed in life. And this book seems to be that blueprint for so many. I am Galen Bingham, the leadership strategist, and I want to leave you with this as we close out. And these are the words of Miles Davis, one of my favorite jazz musicians. And he said that sometimes You have to play a long time to learn how to play like yourself. And I think that that fits in nicely with this conversation. Said differently, it's one thing to learn what you have to do, but you can't really realize that level of success that you're looking for until you put some sex on it. So that's it. Until next time, take care.
For more information about the International Mastermind Association, visit internationalmasterminders.com or on Facebook, visit the group International Mastermind Association. The name of the book is Think and Grow Rich, the original version restored and revised by Napoleon Hill. ISBN 1-593-30-2002. That ISBN number again, 1-593-30-2002.